Welcome to Companion App. You are now listening to a voiceover for our Article 14 to 10 Intermittent Fasting Plan, Results, Benefits VE Meal Plan. The 14 to 10 Intermittent Fasting Plan is a simple time-restricted eating schedule, but it is still an effective way of fasting. Its rules are very similar to the famous 16 to 8 Fasting Plan, but it has a shorter period for fasting and a longer eating window. You basically eat during a 10-hour period and fast during the remaining 14 hours. In this article, you'll read about why this least famous plan can sometimes be the best fasting type along with weight loss results, benefits, and 14 to 10 intermittent fasting schedule. What is intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting is an eating style in which you eat during a certain period of the day and don't eat anything for the remaining hours. The fasting period promotes fat burn, weight loss, and autophagy, the detoxification of old and damaged cells. Knowing all this, you might ask, is 14 to 10 intermittent fasting effective? Does 14 to 10 intermittent fasting work? The good news is that the answer to both of these questions is yes. In this article, you'll read about why this least famous plan can sometimes be the best fasting type. 14 to 10 intermittent fasting results. Most people start to see a difference in their bodies in the first few weeks while practicing a 14 to 10 intermittent fasting plan. Excess body fat starts to get burned off for energy, and you start to gradually lose weight. Whether you're only trying to lose a few pounds or looking to have a major body transformation, intermittent fasting is the most sustainable and healthy way to achieve weight loss. Here are just a few before/after progress picks from Reddit users, who got great results with the 14 to 10 intermittent fasting plan. The best part of losing weight with the 14 to 10 fasting plan is that you preserve most of your muscle mass if you combine fasting with cardio exercises such as bodyweight exercises, yoga, Pilates, etc. Intermittent fasting 14 to 10 versus 16 to 8. The 14 to 10 method, with a 14-hour fasting period and a 10-hour eating window, provides a moderate approach to fasting. It can offer benefits such as improved insulin sensitivity and reduced inflammation, but its impact on weight loss may be moderate due to the relatively shorter fasting window. On the other hand, the 16-to-8 fasting plan, with a 16-hour fasting period and an 8-hour eating window, is more stringent and can potentially lead to more significant weight loss and improved body composition. With a longer fasting duration, the body has more time to tap into fat reserves for energy, resulting in a greater calorie deficit. Additionally, the 16-to-8 method has been associated with improved metabolic health markers. Ultimately, the choice between the two methods depends on personal preferences, lifestyle, and individual goals. Fasting Companion, the best intermittent fasting tracker you can find, will also offer you the best suitable fasting plan for your needs and goals. Intermittent fasting 14 to 10 benefits. Some of the 14 to 10 intermittent fasting benefits are: your stomach starts to feel full faster because you secrete a hormone called leptin, the satiety hormone, faster. The levels of ghrelin, hunger hormone, also decrease and you become satiated with fewer calories. Your calorie intake decreases naturally. Not limiting your favorite foods is also good for your psychology and motivation. Your bodas metabolism improves, with normal levels of insulin and glucose. As a result of this, it becomes easier to lose weight. The study, too, from the Cell Metabolism Journal also shows that following a 14 to 10 intermittent fasting plan for 12 weeks results in reduced LDL cholesterol levels, reduced blood pressure levels, improved sleep quality. In addition, the most significant part of the study is that 14 to 10 time-restricted eating could help people with metabolic syndrome and prevent type 2 diabetes before developing. How does 14 to 10 fasting support weight loss? When you start your fast, the first 6 to 8 hours is the period when you digest the food you ate. Then, the body starts to use your glycogen stores, stored carbs, for energy. Finally, as you enter the 12th hour of your fast, your body starts to burn fat as fuel. The fat burn phase continues until you reach 18 hours of fasting. So if you're following a fasting plan that has a fasting window longer than 12 hours, you burn fat and begin to lose weight according to a study published in the Cell Metabolism Journal. 1. Note, if getting to the ketosis stage, in which the main energy source of your body becomes ketone bodies, is the aim, 14 to 10 or 16 to 8 fasting plans won't be enough. That's because it takes approximately 18 hours of fasting to enter the ketosis zone. Intermittent fasting schedule 14 to 10. If you're following a 14 to 10 fasting plan, you eat during a 10-hour period, then don't eat anything for the remaining 14 hours. Since one of the main purposes of fasting is to speed up your metabolism and regulate your biological clock, it is recommended that you have your eating period during daylight hours. An ideal 14 to 10 intermittent fasting schedule can be like 10 a.m., first meal, 3 p.m., snack, optional, 8 p.m., end of last meal of the day. After you finish eating your last meal at 8 p.m., your fasting period starts and you don't eat anything. It's okay to consume calorie-free beverages like black coffee/black tea/green tea/herbal teas during this time. You can adapt the eating hours according to your daily routine as long as you fast for 14 hours. 14 to 10 intermittent fasting meal plan. To help you prepare healthy and balanced meals during your eating period, here's a sample of a 14 to 10 intermittent fasting meal plan. Who should follow a 14 to 10 diet? Anyone who is new to fasting can start with a 14 to 10 plan, as it's a smoother version of the 16 to 8 diet. Apart from that, the 14 to 10 diet is highly recommended for women, as prolonged fasting hours can be more challenging for a woman's hormonal balance. You can read more in our article to arrange your fasting plan according to your menstrual cycle. To sum up, if you're new to fasting, you can start with the 12 to 12 or 14 to 10 plans. You can gradually extend your fasting hours if you'd like to experience more of the benefits of intermittent fasting. You can also get Fasting Companion to discover the most suitable fasting plan for you and to find the answers to any fasting-related questions you may have. Having a few side effects like dizziness and low energy levels in the first few weeks is completely normal. They will pass as your body adapts to this new nutrition system. If the side effects persist, you should consult a medical doctor.